Time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today, we have Dr. Michelle Morgan. She is a neurologist with Pardee Neurology Associates. Dr. Morgan, thank you for joining us again. Last time you joined us, we did it via Zoom. This time, we get to sit in the same room together, which is fantastic. So, thanks for being here. So, May is sort of a double whammy here, right? It's Women's Health Month, but it's also Stroke Awareness Month. So, you're here to as a neurologist to talk about how strokes uniquely affect women, right?
Yes, yes. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you.
So first, if you don't mind, I would like to say I have found through the years that so many people do not even know what a stroke is. So if I may briefly explain.
Yeah.
So we talk about a heart attack where a part of the heart muscle dies or is damaged. With the stroke, we like to call it a brain attack.
Mm-hmm.
So either part of the brain dies as from lack of proper blood flow and oxygen to that part of the brain, or there's bleeding into the brain where a blood vessel ruptures. And so just to first off say, as far as any differences with stroke in women as compared to men.
That's what I wanted to ask. We talk about symptoms and things to look for.
Yes.
Are they the same in men as women, or are they completely different?
So the stroke, the symptoms, the presentation is pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
Outcomes can be different.
Okay. Can we talk about that? When you say we may recognize the stroke as the same thing, but when outcomes are different, why is that and what causes that? And what are those outcomes?
Yes. So one of the things that we know is that with women, women tend to have better survival rates after a stroke. However, unfortunately, quality of life and disability after a stroke in women tends to be worse.
Really?
Really. That's what research is showing us, unfortunately.
So say that again for me. I want to make sure we have that completely clear. Reiterate that for me again.
So while women tend to survive a stroke more so than a man would, unfortunately, the disability in women tends to be worse.
Okay. Wow. So that leads us into intervention. We all know that the sooner you can, if you're suffering from a stroke, the sooner you can get help, especially from a neurologist, the better. So can we talk about how early intervention by a neurologist can impact that overall prognosis ultimately for women?
Yes. So in my experience, as what we do at Pardee, whenever someone comes in with a stroke, even within symptom onset of within 12 hours or 24 hours, they actually activate what is called a code stroke. And so the neurologist becomes involved as well right away in trying to help assess, okay, is this person or is there a high likelihood that this person is having a stroke? And if so, does this person qualify to receive a clot buster, which is the only real proven acute intervention that can make a difference short-term and long-term.
Okay. We want to remind folks, we're speaking with Dr. Michelle Morgan. She's a neurologist with Pardee Neurology Associates. May is Women's Health Month, but it's also Stroke Awareness Month, so we're tying those things together. We've talked a little bit of the differences between a man and a woman when it comes to a stroke. Let's talk about specific risk factors that may be unique to women. What are those? Pregnancy, birth control, hormone therapy. There are things women deal with that men don't. How does that affect?
So if I could sum it up in one word, estrogen. So we know that hormone levels and fluctuations in women across a woman's lifetime can really impact one's risk for stroke.
Okay.
And so as you mentioned, for younger women, pregnancy, unfortunately, does pose a higher stroke risk. So in order for a woman's body to be prepared to deliver a baby, the hormone changes are supposed to protect us by decreasing the risk of bleeding around the time of delivery. However, that also sets up for what we call a prothrombotic state, where the woman is more likely to develop blood clots.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Because of that, does that make women at risk for a stroke maybe at an earlier age than men? Is there a difference there?
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
So we don't think about it a lot from day to day or talk a whole lot about it.
Right.
But unfortunately, that does pose an increased risk for stroke in young women.
Okay. All right. Let's tie back a little bit to the beginning if we can. Since we are talking about Women's Health Month and Stroke Awareness Month, what are things we need to look for in someone? If we see this or that or this, it may be a stroke and we need to do something.
Perfect. I'm glad you brought me back to that. So as far as any type of acute neurologic symptoms, you want to be thinking that someone could be having a stroke. And there's this acronym that we use called BFAST.
Mm-hmm.
And so B stands for balance. So any abrupt onset of balance issues, like somebody's falling over or they become suddenly dizzy.
Yeah.
E stands for eyes. So any changes with vision, like blurry vision, where there's one eye or both eyes or even double vision.
Yeah.
F stands for face. So you look for any sign of a facial droop or any sign that one side of the face looks different from the other. A stands for arm and leg. So weakness or numbness in one or both limbs, particularly on one side of the body.
Okay.
S stands for speech, so slurred speech or any trouble getting one's words out or even any trouble understanding what other people are saying to someone.
Okay.
And then T stands for terrible headache. So anyone who's has a new type of headache, especially if it's severe and it comes on suddenly, any of those symptoms, people need to get evaluated right away.
Okay. So if we see someone who may be showing some of those BFAST symptoms, what do we do?
Call 911.
Okay.
That's the best thing to do.
Okay. Okay. Again, Dr. Michelle Morgan, neurologist with Pardee Neurology Associates, you've been really great with your time. But while I got you, now that you're in the studio with us, is there anything else you need to make sure that we know before we finish this interview?
So I would like to say that one of the biggest things as far as stroke prevention is, or to keep someone from having a stroke,
sure,
is prevention,
okay,
right? So we
sure
don't want to wait. So I do think it's important, especially anybody of adult age, they should be seeing a primary care physician regularly, probably at least once a year. Get your blood pressure checked. I would say that hypertension is the number one cause across the board for stroke,
okay,
risk. And then taking care of oneself, avoiding toxins, you know, not using tobacco products, even vaping, sorry. and then also we really, 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 most of us need to limit our alcohol intake. Most of us overestimate how much is okay as far as alcohol intake. And then exercising routinely, eating a well-balanced diet, limiting excessive salt, refined sugars, fats, anything processed as much as we can. I'd say those are the big things.
Well, it's interesting how some of those I'm fortunate enough to be able to speak to lots of folks who are in a position like you. And many times when we say, how do we stop these things from happening, a lot of those things are the same thing. So thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. If you would like to learn more about stroke and how to access resources, it's very simple. You can just visit pardeehospital.org. Once again, that's pardeehospital.org.